Good morning, Crossway. Well, as we continue to look forward to celebrating Jesus' arrival together, let's enjoy this morning that in Isaiah 49, the Father calls Jesus the light to the nations. Well, this year, more than many, has brought home again that we live in a dark world, dark because of suffering and because of evil. And we've seen that on the big world stage in the news, as we have seen the horrors of racial injustice, of climate injustice, of the economic instability that COVID has brought, and the fear that has brought for many around the world of where is their next meal coming from. But also the lack of truth from many of our political leaders that has left us not knowing who to trust and who to listen to. And we've also experienced that darkness in our personal lives and seen it in the lives of people that we love and care about. Right from the grief of loss, the loneliness of lockdown and strain of mental health, to hearing about those vulnerable to domestic violence. And yet, even in this darkness, as Christians, we can celebrate that light has come. This amazing news that Jesus is the light to the nations. As light, Jesus represents the bringing of true justice, lasting justice. He represents security and a hope for the future. The light at the end of the tunnel has not only glinted, but the whole sun has risen on us. Because Jesus is the light that reveals the path forwards, the way out, the one we can trust. He shows him to be the one that we can trust to bring all these things that we so desperately need. And the incredible thing in Isaiah 49 is that the Father says it is too little a thing for Jesus to be the light to just one nation. I don't know how keen many of you would be to take on the role of Prime Minister, but I think to a lot of us, the responsibility of the security and future of the nation resting on us would be a terrifying responsibility. And yet, Jesus isn't biting off more than he can chew by taking on that responsibility. In fact, the opposite. The Father says it's too little a thing, too small a job for Jesus to be this hope and future and security for one nation. He says, "You are so bright a light. You are the light to the whole world, to the nations." And that is who our hope is in. That is who we are celebrating has come into our world.